And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Wright. Vic and Sade is brought to you by the makers of pure, all-vegetable Crisco. Say, ladies, I'll bet many a day when your ration book's slim, you thank your lucky stars for Crisco, don't you? Sure, because there's no reason for low-point meals not being appetizing and really easy to digest. Why, heck, with Crisco, it's a cinch. For instance, there's this idea for a little bit of low-point meat. Cut your meat in small cubes, liver or lamb or anything you happen to have. Dredge with seasoned flour and fry in piping hot Crisco. Then make a creamy pan gravy and, oh boy, there's a dish for He-Man appetite. Every bit as delicious as it is digestible. Hey, how about this appetite teaser? You take a cup of leftover cooked meat, appetite teaser. You take a cup of leftover cooked meat, combine it with a cup of whole kernel corn. Then, spread it on a sheet of biscuit dough, top with another, and bake. Aw, say, with Crisco turning out the crusty, golden brown biscuits it does, you got a dish fit for company any day. And look, no more worry about digestion than you have about the ration points you spend. Delicious and digestible. Uh-huh. Those are words that you can't help saying whenever you mention Crisco. Crisco's pure and all vegetable, you know. And it's digestible itself. That's right, 9 out of 10 doctors point that out. And when it comes to cooking, well, Crisco is just the finest quality shortening you can use. Yep, you can save your butter for the table because Crisco's all you need for meals that digest easy, taste simply swell. And now, back to Vic and Sade. Well, sir, it's a delightfully mild afternoon for a day in mid-November as we stroll along Pleasant Virginia Avenue now. And as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block, we discern young Russell. He's partaking of an after-school slice of buttered bread with sugar on it, and he lounges negligently on the top step at one. And at this moment, a second friend of ours appears. Listen.
I say, hi, old Joe.
Greetings, Gov. Come up the alley, huh?
I sure did. I wanted to soak in the beautiful scenery.
It is an awful nice day. Oh, what you got in the sack?
This is my sack. I don't have to tell you what's in the sack. You go get a sack of your own.
Okay.
I see you get the door open.
Yeah, it's such a warm afternoon. Mom told me to open it and let some of this nice weather in. Gee, we haven't left our front door open over 5 minutes at a time in a month.
Where is Mom? In the living room?
No, upstairs. She can't hear you.
Stonebrew's old two-car garage. I've cooked up a little plaque.
Oh?
You know how Mom's always herding you and me off in a corner and making us look at snapshots of guys we never heard of?
Uh-huh.
Well, just yesterday we had to go through a stack of pictures a mile deep. Pictures of Miss Whatchamacallit's married son's pals in Gratiot, Wisconsin.
Last Sunday she made us look at snapshots Mr. Donahue's sister took on her vacation.
Well, it's happened 6 dozen times.
Well, what's your little plot?
I have in this paper sack here a collection of snapshots.
Must be a lot of them.
Plenty.
Who they belong to?
Nobody, I guess. The way I come by them, Ike Niesuffer bought himself a second-hand desk down at West Front Street today. One that for use at home, see?
Uh-huh.
Well, he was dusting it off and straightening around the drawers and so on, and he come across these photographs tucked away back in one of the cubby holes. I was struck with this little idea, so I asked Ike if he wouldn't give me the photographs. He handed them over, and here they are.
Let's see them, Mike.
No, wait till we've worked out the details of the scheme. You get the point, don't you?
Give Mom a shot of her own medicine?
Exactly. You say she's upstairs?
She was upstairs when I come out to sit on the porch. Mom!
Well, now, wait a minute. We want to get our plan organized.
Yeah?
We'll make up names for the people and facts and figures about them as we go along, see?
Okay.
That you, Helen Russell?
I just wondered where you were, was all. Dog's home.
Hello, Cupcake, your dear wife, you.
Oh, hello.
Come on out and sit down.
Oh, I have to go to the kitchen to see how the stuff in my oven's coming along.
Got something here to show you.
What is it?
Something you'll be interested in very, very much.
Well, you have to wait a minute.
Okay.
This will be this.
I think so. Your mother's destined to learn that sweating over likenesses of perfect strangers ain't such a picnic after all.
Of course, Mom never was mean about it.
I never said she was.
What generally happens is she'll be over to Miss Call's or someplace, and somebody will whip out a batch of snapshots and explain them to Mom and make them interesting, and then she'll bring them home and make us spend a couple hours looking at them. She never stops to think we're not having a good time.
I suggest we make our explanation of these pictures as dull as possible.
All right. Gosh, it sure is a stack of them.
Close to 150, I'd say.
Oh, who's this guy on top here?
Hamilton R. Steepleswitch. Used to live in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but later moved to Montpelier, Ohio.
You're joking, of course.
Why, sure. I don't know any of these half-wits.
Uh-huh. Well, look, I got a suggestion.
Okay.
You said this fellow's name is Steepleswitch.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's liable to catch on if you use comical words like that. I suggest we make up regular names. If Mom gets the drift we're having fun with her, the whole pot is a washout.
A good suggestion, Pecan. A very good suggestion. This is not Hamilton R. Steepleswitch. This is Hamilton R. Johnson. He used to live in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but later moved to Montpelier, Ohio.
That's a start.
Suppose we make Mom suffer for about a half an hour and then tell her the truth.
Okay.
After she's looked at about 75 of these, she'll begin to realize the indignities that we've had to stand up under in the past. Your father has brains, don't you think?
Yeah.
The idea of this little...
Well, old butcher sold me tough pot roast this time.
Yeah?
Leathery as my shoe.
I'll go hit that butcher on the head.
What you got?
A bunch of snapshots. Move over and make room for your mother, Buttonhook.
Whose are they?
Ike Knee Suffers. They're perfect dandies. I couldn't wait to get them home so you could see them.
Certainly a stack of them.
Yeah. Well, Ike is lavish with his camera.
Who's that?
Here on top? Mm-hmm. Hamilton R. Johnson. Used to live in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but later moved to Montpelier, Ohio.
Friend of Ike's?
I guess so.
Simple looking fella.
Yeah, very simple looking.
What's next?
Here we have... Who'd Ike say this was, Bullfrog?
Mrs. Cora Engeljohn.
Hmm.
Lady in this town?
Detroit, Michigan. Been visiting Mr. and Mrs. Willers on Oak Street.
What's Ike Kneesuffer doing with pictures of people from Detroit, Michigan that's visiting the Willers?
Gee, I don't know.
Now, this is, a view from the bank of the Blue Arrow River near Felix, Montana.
Huh?
Very pretty, hey, Russell?
Very pretty.
Don't you think it's pretty?
What's next?
You seen enough of the Blue Arrow River in Felix, Montana?
Nothing much to see. Little measly creek running past.
I thought you liked little measly creeks running past. Yesterday you made us look at a picture one for 10 minutes.
That was Rose Willow Creek.
Creek by any other name smells just as sweet.
Rose Willow Creek was where Miss Harris's married son's boy Harold almost got drowned.
Oh, yes, I remember. The snapshot was most interesting. Now, here we have... Ike say this was J.H. Pinkerton, Russell?
J.Y. Pinkerton.
J.Y. Pinkerton, say.
Who's he?
Rural mail carrier. Dead now. Fell off a silo. Now, this is the house George Stiley used to live in.
Who's George Stiley?
Ike never said. This chap is, who, Russell?
Wayne Peterson. Enjoys eating raw carrots.
Wayne Peterson, say, enjoys eating raw carrots.
Oh, my.
You spoke?
Such dull snapshots Ike Kneesuffer takes.
You find this snapshot of Wayne Peterson dull?
It's dull to me. I don't know him.
I thought you liked all snapshots. Yesterday, when you were showing us snapshots of perfect strangers, your face was alight with interest.
Well, they were perfect strangers Miss Harris told me all about. What do I care about this what's-his-name fella here?
Wayne Peterson.
Well, I don't know anything about him.
Well, he enjoys eating raw carrots.
Ish.
Now, here's a likeness of David T. Frawley. At one time, he contemplated learning the barber business.
Huh?
And this next one shows Miss Edna Talbert in her swimming suit.
Stout girl.
Quite stout, yes. But a perfect whiz when it comes to singing contralto. Oh, what's this, Herman?
A chicken house on the farm of Mr. Stacy White near Danvers, Illinois.
A chicken house on the farm of Mr. Stacy White near Danvers, Illinois, say.
Yeah.
This is a group of four fellas about to dig a ditch. You'll notice that they all carry useful.
I'm going in the house.
No, stick around.
Oh, such rotten pictures I've never seen in my life.
You're always making us sit around by the hour and look at rotten pictures. Now you know what it's like.
Hey.
Huh?
Let's see that next one.
You mean this?
Well, I know this woman. Ida Storker.
I don't believe...
Sure, that's Ida Storker. She spends 2 weeks every summer visiting Miss Kilgore that lives next door to Ruthie. How's Ike happened to own this snapshot?
He never said a...
Ida Storker, just as sure as I'm a foot high.
Give me them pictures.
Kiddo, perhaps we'd better confess.
Oh, my land, here's Mr. Hilfman.
Who's Mr.?
The fella Fred and Ruthie are always talking about. I met him at their house one time. He's the one that does tricks with a lighted cigar. Where'd you say I got a hold of these pictures?
He never said
that. Oh, this lady, I don't know. Why, yes, I do, too. Ida Storker's friend she works in the same department store with. What was her name?
I really wouldn't have a
Strugel, I believe it was. Strugel or Stugel, one of the two. See them shoes she's got on?
Oh.
Made special in Chicago, but I don't know how much the pair. Well, 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 Ida Storker and her friend she works with in the department store. Oh, and here's her father's home in Quincy, see? Well, well, well.
Oh, say, I just thought of something.
Mr. William Lars, of all people. Vic, here's Mr. William Lars. Got his satchel, he keeps his sheet music in.
Mm-hmm. Kiddo, I just remembered I got to run over to Charter Ray's to come and see him.
I want to show you these. Oh, how much heavier he's got since this was taken.
Oh, Mom, I promised Bluetooth Johnson I'd join him at Tavern's vacant lot.
Still. Here's Mr. William Lars's dog, Stripe. Standing on his hind legs, see? See, Russell? Well, well, well.
Cheater, cheater.
The biter bitten.
What?
Nothing.
This fella, I don't know. And this fella, I don't know.
About 125 yet to look at.
Well, Myrtle Strickle. Vic, here's a snapshot of Myrtle Strickle. Myrtle was the girl that used to be clerk in Hamilton's I had such a good standing with. She'd put specially good bargains off to one side for me. See? See, Russell? This fella, I don't know. This fella, I don't know. Well, for mercy's sake. Letitia Swink. Vic, look here once. Letitia Swink.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. Say, tell me, ladies, don't you have days when it just seems as though you'll never find the time to get dinner ready? You know, things crowd up on you, and the first thing you know, another meal rolls around. Well, golly, Crisco's sure a blessing in a spot like that. In about two shakes, it turns icebox dibs and dabs into a meal that tastes as good as it is easy to digest. Well, heck, you show me a family that doesn't settle back with relish when one of Crisco's meat hashes comes on the table. Oh, and Crisco has a knack of turning them out crusty and brown. And look, don't worry about ruffled digestions either. Oh, ma'am, even the youngsters can enjoy Crisco fried foods. Or, golly, you can make an appetizing, digestible dish with leftover vegetables. A smooth as velvet Crisco cream sauce dozen. You betcha. Save that high point butter for the table. And let Crisco give you cream sauces that are delicious. Delectable, digestible itself. Finest quality shortening you can use and you need. Yep, if it's good food you want, meals that are easy to digest, Crisco is your answer. And don't forget to listen to This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible.